Now, what we have to do after we're translated into the kingdom of light from the kingdom of darkness is learn how to operate and live and survive and prosper and be blessed over here in the kingdom of prosperity.
If you live in an area that's undergoing an economic downturn, learn how God's blessing can shield you from turmoil. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons as they talk about God's separation effect next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearsons is back with us, and he has got some dynamite things on prosperity, prospering in tough times.
That's right.
You don't
want
to miss any of it. Hallelujah.
That's right. Gloria, I'm so glad to be on here with you.
And I enjoy it, George.
Again, all of these notes that we have from the very beginning when we started 172 broadcasts ago.
Oh, my goodness.
All of the notes are available to you on kcm.org. Just go to the webpage and look for the picture of Gloria and me. You'll find us there smiling. Click onto that and it'll take you over to the notes. And you can follow actually as we're teaching this now. You can be following this with us. They can use these notes. You can print these notes. You can do whatever you want to do with these notes.
Share them with your
family. That we have, as of right now, we have over 400,000 of these outlines that have been downloaded.
Isn't that awesome?
We crossed the 400,000 mark.
My goodness.
People are interested in prosperity. Yeah. People are interested in getting their bills paid. They're interested in getting rid of their debts. They're interested in being a blessing to other people.
And we want to hear about their victories.
That's right. We want victory reports.
Yes.
We want testimonies from you as to what the Lord is doing in your life to help you during these times that we are in. And we're in some very serious times.
That is so awesome.
We're in some serious times. The Bible calls it, we talked about yesterday, perilous times, difficult times. But we may be in this world, but we are not of the world system.
Now, I'm not a prophet. That's not my calling. But I don't think it'll get any better between now and the time the Lord comes. I think it'll...
You're right.
Get more pressure,
more
downhill.
You're right. As a matter of fact, in just a few minutes.
You're going to tell me that?
Well, on page 2 of our notes, there is a... No, don't turn your page
I'm
yet.
I'm not...
right. We have... There is a word from the Lord that Brother Copeland gave in 2010 about the times that we are in right now.
Praise God.
And it matches what you just said.
Maybe I am a prophet.
It could very well be. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't think so. I'm married to a prophet.
Well, that's
enough pressure.
Well, that prophet's rubbing off on you.
I guess so.
You know, Gloria, we looked yesterday at Colossians chapter 1, and this is a very important scripture for every believer
to know.
To believe, to receive, to walk in, to have our minds renewed. We need to know, and the title of this broadcast today is The Separation Effect.
Yeah. Oh,
you
that's
and I,
good. I like that.
You and I are separated out.
That's exactly what the Bible teaches.
And I call it separated out and away from the collateral damage of the world.
Well, kingdom of light and darkness again.
Exactly.
We are the kingdom of light.
And you know, a good picture of this is when the children of Israel were in Egypt and there was a separation effect that took place. There was light in the land of Goshen. There was darkness over in Egypt.
Yeah, that's right.
That was that separation.
Yeah, that's right.
The cattle of the Egyptians was dying while the cattle of the children of Israel were living. That's the separation effect.
That's good.
They were in the same vicinity with each other, but they were separated out by the blessing. They were separated out by the kingdom principle of the protection that they had from God. And so are we.
Amen.
So are we.
I mean, the Bible says that over and over.
Over and over again. Colossians chapter 1, and let's look at verse 12, Gloria.
Okay.
It says, "We give thanks unto the Father, which has already made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Who has delivered us, who has already, if you know Jesus as your Lord, and it's so easy to receive Him as Lord, all you have to do is say, Jesus, come into my heart. do something with my life.
Yes.
I give my life to you. And I mean, if you did that right now, you made Jesus the Lord for the very first time in your life, then we want to send you some information. There's a book that we want to give to you. He did it all for you. Just want to send you. That's where it begins, Gloria. The separation effect, separating us out of this world and this world system begins when we make Jesus the Lord of our life.
You have to be born out of the old ways.
You have to be born out of the old ways into the new. So it says, He has delivered us, verse 13, from the power of darkness and has already translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Gloria, that's not going to happen someday.
Happened.
That's
We're
happened
there.
Now.
Now. We're there now.
We are to live days of heaven on earth.
And the perks belong to us, but
perks,
we have to learn how to walk
perks,
in it.
The perks of the kingdom.
Yes, that's right.
That's
a
book.
And it's a good one.
That's a book for you to write. The perks of the kingdom. And those are available to us now. We no longer, Gloria, live under the dominion, the rule, the control, the influence of whatever direction the world system is going.
That's right.
We don't live.
We were born out of it.
We were born out of it.
Into another kingdom. That's already been done when we made Jesus
exactly.
the Lord of life. So that's
exactly.
already been done. Now what we have to do after we're translated into the kingdom of light from the kingdom of darkness is learn how to operate and live and survive and prosper and be blessed over here in the kingdom of prosperity. It's all there already. The kingdom is right.
Yes.
We just need to learn how to walk in it. Now, Ken and I, we were born again for a while before we learned anything about living in the kingdom that we've been translated into.
That's right.
So we pretty much live like everybody else, which was not good.
It took a few years for you to...
Debt, lack, we didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And as we began to hear and act on the word of this kingdom, and the principles and the laws of this kingdom
that
we've been translated into, we begin to increase.
Yes.
And we begin to put sickness and disease away from us. We'd put it away from us. We'd say, no, you're not coming on my body in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it works. You say, well, that's just too simple. It is simple. It's just a matter of you. What's not simple is for you to find out what the Bible says and then do it. So after we get born again, then the pressure, the responsibility is on us to learn how to walk out what happened to us. We have a new birth, but we have a new kingdom to walk in.
Yes, we do.
If we don't ever learn about it, we'll still be living out back here in the darkness. We'd be born again, but we wouldn't get the perks.
So you are saying you can be born again, but not live in the privileges of the
That's
kingdom.
That's exactly. Privileges is a good word. Yeah.
Or not live in the inheritance.
You can be. It's easy to be in that situation.
Yeah.
You have to make an effort to find out what the Bible says. Amen.
Well, that's powerful, Gloria. I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about here concerning the operation of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. We're not subject to these times that we are in. If we are operating under the kingdom principles, we don't have to be subject to the economy, the ups,
that's
the downs.
Right.
You know, if people have businesses, you don't have to be subject in your business to the economy. You can thrive in the middle of a down economy. Because it won't be down where you are.
And you can be born again and live like you were still in the kingdom of darkness. You can be out of the kingdom
of
darkness,
but
live like you were still there because you don't learn the ways of God and the way to walk free.
Yes, yes.
But once you learn that, you don't ever want to go back.
Ever want to go back. This has become a lifestyle for me, Gloria. We were talking yesterday.
And it gets better every day.
It does. And we were talking yesterday about just my coming here. 1976 is when I came here. And I have learned so much from you and Kenneth and from others.
God.
And it's just enlarged my capacity to believe God. I don't want to go back.
And you're still learning, aren't you?
I'm still learning.
Pursuing the Word
That's
of
right.
God, the truth.
Continually renewing our mind to the kingdom principles that God wants us to live in.
That's right.
He wants us to operate in the kingdom system in this world.
That's right.
That we live in.
That's right. That's what He paid the price for that.
Yeah.
So that we could be The one Bible way to say it is, so he redeemed us, the scripture says, from the curse.
Yes.
That came because of disobedience to the law.
Yep.
He redeemed us from the curse, and it says we were translated into...
into the kingdom.
The kingdom of his son. Dear son.
Yes.
So
yeah.
When you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, something big happened to you.
Wow.
It affects everything in your life. Now you have to grow up. You're a baby. You don't know how to operate yet unless you've been taught the Word of God. And when you learn how to operate in the kingdom that you now live in, you have victory, you have healing, you have prosperity, you have peace.
Yeah.
You can lay hold of things for other people. You can pray with them and have them healed.
Yes.
You can stand for your children and have them be walking in the kingdom of God before their life is through. Glory to God.
What a life.
I'm telling you,
what
there's nothing
a life.
Like it. I wouldn't go back. You couldn't give me. You could say, Gloria, we'll give you all the gold at Fort Knox if you'll go back to the way you were.
Going back to Egypt.
Before you translated into the kingdom.
No, no, no.
Oh, no, there would be no, there wouldn't even be a temptation.
No. This is
that's what Satan offered to Jesus, all
that's
the
right.
kingdoms.
That's right.
It wasn't a temptation, really. It was a temptation, but he knew so much.
Yeah.
He knew there wasn't any future in those other kingdoms.
When he translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, he really separated us from that.
Mm-hmm.
There is what is called a separation effect that takes place when you begin to learn these things and what Jesus did for us.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at John 17. Let's look over at John 17 and talk about this separation effect. In John 17, Jesus is praying for us. It's an amazing prayer. You need to read it. But he was praying for you and for me. And in John 17, and I'm looking at verse 13 here, Gloria. It says, John 17, 13, "And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but you should keep them from the evil that's in the world. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And the word sanctify there means to separate.
Yeah.
Separate them from the world system through thy truth, which is the Word of God.
That's right. Amen.
We are to be separated from that world system. It says, in verse 15, keep them from the evil. So we're separated from the evil of the world. We are separated out from that. And there are a couple of scriptures I found
Let
that
me
I just...
say this, George.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you, when we were born again, we were translated out of the kingdom of darkness
into
the kingdom of His dear Son.
Yes.
So and now we get translated out. Now, let's just say I got born again today. I'm a new Christian.
Yeah.
I don't have to live in the darkness anymore.
Right.
I've been redeemed from poverty, from sickness, from the whole curse, but I have to learn how to live there.
Got to learn how. That's
I have
it.
To learn how to live free from sickness. Because if I continue to live the way I lived in darkness, and when a symptom would come my way and I just go to bed and be sick, then I'll be sick even though healing belongs to me. So we have to, when we're translated, we have to learn how to live in a new kingdom.
That's right.
And not take our habits and words and results from the old kingdom over into the new kingdom.
Well, think about this. Think about someone who may be in another country who moves to America.
That's right.
And there's a culture change. Mm-hmm. There's language that has to be learned. There's in order to communicate, we have to learn how to speak in the language, and we adapt to the culture and the.
For instance, people in America, as a rule, unless it would be abnormal, are not being beheaded because they don't agree with certain things.
Right.
That doesn't happen here in America.
Right.
People are murdered and killed, but that's not the law of the land.
Right.
So we have to learn how to live free from sickness, disease, poverty, all the things we've been delivered from. And we have a word for it. We have the word.
Yes, we
Think
do.
Think about how God's given us what it takes. When Ken and I begin to study the Word as though it were true, take it, obey it, say it, do it, I'm telling you, poverty went out the door, sickness went out the door, the curse went out the door. Yeah.
And you can't be talked out of it either.
We're living under the blessing.
You can't be talked out of it, argued out of it. This
people say, yeah, but it's easy for you to say that. Well, we had no money. We were in debt. We had nothing of the world's good.
You were in dire straits.
We were probably worth about $300 in all. and it didn't matter where we started.
Yeah.
We began to believe the Word. We believed we were healed.
Yes.
We didn't have any sickness and disease. We believed we prospered. We became tithers, sowers, sayers of the Word of God. And everything changed, and it's still been, I don't know how many decades ago.
You were, and you are learning the principles of the kingdom of God and realizing that no matter what is going on around no matter what is happening financially or otherwise, that we have been translated out of that darkness of lack, we've been translated into the kingdom of God, and we operate on those principles and we prosper there. We prosper in spite of the times.
We do. Amen.
In spite of what is going on. Gloria, take a look at your second page.
Okay.
This is the word of the Lord that Brother Copeland gave about the times that we are in. And we'll refer to this as we go along in this series together. But Gloria, I keep going back to this. This was August 6th of 2010. Here we are a number of years later. But listen to this word. The world is in serious trouble.
This is the word from God.
The word from God. The world is in serious trouble. But for the household of faith and those that will cling to my word, that's important.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Everything is going to be all right.
Now here it is all these years later, and that's exactly how it turned out.
That's exactly how it turned out. The world is in serious trouble. Some very hard things are coming in different places around the world.
That's happening.
They are that way now, and they're not going to get better. They will continue to get worse and worse. It's on a downhill run that the world cannot stop. But
for the household of faith,
everything is going to be all right.
And sure enough, it was.
It was.
And is. And
now
will
listen
be.
To this. You know, whenever I study, Gloria, a word from the Lord, from Brother Copeland or other prophets, I dissect that word. I find out what it's saying to me, and I find out the warning that is in it, and I find out what I have to do.
How it affects you.
How it affects me.
Yes.
And here's the instruction. You will have to take a stand.
That's right.
You'll have to fight the good fight of faith. But when did you not have to do
that? That's true.
These are dangerous times. They're dangerous times financially. They're dangerous times in the earth because the earth is weighted under a gross weight of sin. There are things and places and situations underneath the earth, in the oceans and the heavens, that are being rattled and shaken. The earth is trying to break apart in different places. So,
earthquakes.
Stand on my word, it will not come near you.
Amen.
Stand on my word, and it will not come near you. Praise and worship my name.
That's exactly right.
Don't feed fear and trouble into your life through your mouth. Mm-hmm. Quit living in that house. Get on back over here into the household of faith.
Amen.
Feed on my word and not the bread of sorrow. Look into my face. Praise and worship and preach the word. Praise and worship and preach the word. Everything is going to be all right.
Amen.
And then finally it says here, your time has come.
Praise God.
It's your time to excel. It's your time to do exceeding, extraordinary things in the financial world, in the medical world, and in all of the areas. Now that's interesting right there, in the medical world, in the light of Ebola and what's been going on with that.
Praise God.
And in all of the areas where the world is in such dire trouble and so confused that they're confused beyond their ability to understand just how confused they really are. They're hurting and they're crying out because of it. But for those in the household of
faith,
everything is going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
Isn't that a powerful word?
It is.
Gloria, I have been studying that.
That was in August of 2010.
2010 at
and
the Believer's Convention.
Everything is all right.
But we have to believe that.
We have to take that.
We have to be aware of two things here. Number one, the world is in serious trouble, and it's not getting any better.
It won't get any better.
And as the Word said, it'll get worse. But number two, for those that are in the household of faith,
everything is going to be all
right.
Right.
All.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen.
Everything is going to be all right.
That's been some years ago. Everything has been all right. And it will be all right for those in the household of faith, those that are believing God, looking to Him,
that's
not
right.
looking to the world.
No matter, Gloria, what is going on around us, no matter what is going on around you, you need to understand this. If you stand on the Word of God, if you apply the principles that we teach about the Word of God, you will not be touched. Your
That's
finances
right.
will not be touched. If you are a tither and a sower,
yes.
that tithe is the insurance
That's
policy
the connection
over your finances.
Prosperity.
It's the protector. Malachi 3 tells us that the devourer is
yeah.
rebuked. The seed right. eater is rebuked.
So whatever bad devouring thing the devil's doing in the world, the tithe protects
you
from
it.
And the more under pressure the world gets, the more the tither has to step up and do what's
right. That's right.
The more the more the tithe is important to our well-being. Of course, it's always been important. But the more bad things that are out there, the more things it's going to help you deliver you from it.
As we finish this up, let me just give you a quote. This is from the CD series that we're offering by Kenneth and Bill Winston on Kingdom
oh, yeah.
Principles.
Okay.
Let me just quote
All
this
right.
to you, and we'll finish this up. Bill Winston said this, and this was a few years ago when they taped what they were talking about. Something is coming in the economy. Whatever it may be, if a person is operating on kingdom principles, and that's what we're talking about, it will be just like they're in the ark at the time of the flood of Noah.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Listen to this, Gloria.
That.
The worse the conditions get, the higher Noah rose.
Oh, that's right.
The worse things get, the higher kingdom people will rise
Isn't
in
that
prominence
the truth?
In the
that
earth.
That is the truth.
The worse
that
it gets.
That is awesome. Yeah.
The worse it gets.
Yeah. The ark just kept going up.
The ark kept going up.
The kingdom will just of God will just keep
the
going up.
The kingdom will lift
Glory
us up and
God.
Over the economic situations
Glory.
That we are facing. And I'm telling you, something is coming, and we better be ready.
That's right.
And we will be.
I'm a tither.
I'm a tither. I'm
a sower.
I'm a harvester.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer too.
I don't just tithe and just sow. I believe when I tithe
That's right.
and sow.
That's right, Gloria.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. George and I'll be right back.
God has promised to be our refuge and stronghold in times of trouble. No matter what storm blows our way, we can choose to thrive and not just survive. The Prospering in Tough Times package includes a 10-part series with Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's Stop Living Under the Influence of the World System. Learn how to tap into the kingdom of God and experience radically different results even when faced with less than desirable conditions. The study notes of all 10 sessions are also included and are great for teaching small groups or for personal use. Continue in this life-changing revelation as you study Kingdom Principles on CD or DVD with Kenneth Copeland and Pastor Bill Winston. Learn and use these principles of the kingdom and you can experience success in every area of life. Order today and you'll also receive a bonus CD by Pastor George that'll teach you how to thrive in the midst of famine. Jesus separated us from this world's failing system. Stand firm on God's Word and experience His supernatural provision in your life today. Know that everything is going to be all right in your household. You can thrive and not just survive. Order the Prospering in Tough Times package today and enjoy a special savings of 30%. Your package is available on either CD for $27.99 or on DVD for $34.95. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Living in peace, security, and financial blessing is possible in the midst of troubled times. Believers have done that for centuries, hallelujah. When you do things God's way, you get results.
That's right. That's
Tell us
right.
about these things.
Gloria,
George.
We've been talking about over and over again how you're translated from darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son, but we have to renew our minds. We've got to renew our thinking to the kingdom that we live in,
that's
that
right.
we are separated out from the world system, and that's what this package is designed
Good.
To do. It is both the teachings that we're doing on this broadcast, all of the notes plus additional material that we're not covering on the broadcast, as well as this. This is an amazing series by Kenneth and Bill Winston. My goodness. The Kingdom Principles Operating Above the System of the World. And let me read this quote to you from Brother Copeland in this. He says, "The Babylonian world system of finances, healthcare, and everything is a failure. The kingdom of God will work separately from the control of that Babylonian world system. We can function and affect the world without being controlled by the world.
Exactly.
We are not controlled by the world, but you've got to learn
how. You have to learn how. You do.
You've got to learn how, and that's why we put this offer together.
Oh, and you can get out from under the curse.
I've listened to this 5 times.
Have you? I'm going to listen. I haven't heard it yet. I've heard it once. Probably,
here, this is for you.
Thank you. I've got my own right here. Hallelujah. We pray for wisdom, Father.
You,
all of us ask
Praise
you for wisdom
God.
To live this life in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Ken, I want to invite you to come to the Branson campaign. That's always a great meeting at Great Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. It's February the 26th through the 28th. So just come, set aside time in the Word, be built up, and get into God's presence and let things happen on the inside of you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The words will the Word will change you from the inside out. It'll straighten out your thinking, keep you in faith. For more information and to pre-register, go to kcm.org. Join us tomorrow, day 3. Same conditions, different results. That's what we're going to be talking about. When you trust God, your outcome is blessed. Your outcome is blessed, blessed, blessed. This will bring you hope. Don't miss it. This is George and Gloria reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We have the spiritual capacity to hear and act on and believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2015 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to the KCM website.